This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, good morning. We're talking about all kinds of cool stuff. Automotive stuff, that is. Brendan's favorite stuff.
That is correct.
As Brendan always says, hopefully Dave's listening. This is Brendan's favorite show. So just reminding Dave always that this is Brendan's favorite show, and that's what we're talking about. Hey, you know what? Today we're talking about the auto industry has a career for everyone. And you know what? This is a great segment, and the reason I really wanted to talk about this is I've been watching the news. Mike Rowe just did a thing. They were talking about in industry-wise, you know, automotive, plumbing, electricians, how all these folks were missing, and now they're actually talking about one of the big things automotive-wise that we were talking about is Pell Grants. Before, Pell Grants could not be used for a vocational school, and supposedly they are trying to change a bunch of that right now. So for eligibility and application and helping with tools and things like that. So there are some federal Pell Grants now that supposedly are out and things like that. But trying to get people into the trades, which is super important. Obviously, you can make a great living, but there's all kinds of positions, though. When we start talking about this and you really start looking at it, it's not just automotive technicians and service advisors like we deal with. There's all kinds of things, you know. There's automotive engineers. There's salespeople. There's parts people. All kinds of roles which are involved in this, and that's what we're going to talk about.
What I was going to say, too, is that, as you know, Dave Stahl comes by to a lot of the businesses that help sponsor his show quite a bit, and most of them are car repair facilities like yours and stuff like that, and it's never a hello, it's never a how's life been for you as of late, Dave? It's always his first thing whenever he goes to the places is, have you found someone for me to hire? Constantly, because they are that busy in these shops that they constantly need any of those positions that you just suggested.
They're just having trouble finding people.
In general, you know, yeah.
It depends on how busy, but we are interviewing all the time and talking to different people. So, but the point that I was going to get, there's a place called Northwoods University that's up in Michigan, and they have one of the best automotive college programs as far as that goes. They do all kinds of, you can get a BBA in automotive marketing and management. It's 4 years. They have all kinds of different automotive stuff like that that has to do with training and professional. They have non-degree educational programs that have to do with automotive stuff as far as that goes. But they reach all the way into automotive engineering and then parts distribution and all the different jobs that go along with it. And we're going to talk about all those different things. So there's a lot of different stuff when it comes to the automotive field. But all in all, the idea of having grants and things that can help people go to technical schools for the automotive field and other trades is super important. And it's become a big thing that they're now talking about as far as that goes.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to you, actually, Brian, because you're always very helpful in terms of helping people get into this industry as well. For example, I was telling you that my cousin was going into a trade school for automotive. He was debating whether to stay where he was in upstate New York or move down to San Diego. And I said, hey, I actually know a guy who constantly is looking for ASE certified technicians, and if you're interested, you can come. I'll pass his information on to you and everything. Mm-hmm. And when I mentioned that to you, you said, "Well, if he ever needs help in the upstate New York region too, as well, I'll help pass on information to that point
too."
Absolutely. So, yeah. So those who want to become a technician or are those ASE certified, and you want to look for a place, please feel free to contact Brian for sure, because he is more than helpful enough to, if you want to find, if you're not in the San Diego area or you're looking to move away from San Diego.
I know people all over the country.
He's got contacts. His people can contact your people, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So in just to get, you know, Mike Rowe, he's a super cool guy, and he does, his thing is America is profoundly disconnected. We're working to change that. And really, they donate lots of money, you know, as far as that goes. But one of the big things they're talking about, and one of the things I'm talking about, is getting into trades. And obviously, some of the automotive jobs, upper management, things like the college degree jobs, too. But what a great industry to get into. There's no question about it.
I just see nothing but good things in the auto industry in general. So, and for the future. So I don't see any downswings anytime soon. People are in constant need. People are constant need to fix their cars on a constant basis too.
Yep.
So
yep.
Honestly, this is the future.
And we need smart people to fix them. And you can make a great living in the automotive field fixing cars. There's no question about it. Because over the last 30 years, America has convinced itself that the best path for most people is an expensive four-year degree. Pop culture has glorified the corner office job while intentionally belittling the jobs that help build the corner office. As a result, our society has devalued any other path to success and happiness. So my important thing, and one of the things I love really big, is he has actually a program that does scholarships in that. But community college, trade schools, and apprenticeship programs used to be labeled as alternative. And they have for a long time. Millions of well-intended parents, guidance counselors, see apprenticeships and on-the-job training opportunities as vocational consolation prizes, best suited for those not cut out for the four-year degree. But I'm going to be honest with you. It seems to me a lot of people I meet in the trades are some of the smartest people I've ever met. I'm not kidding you. So, and we need these people, and they make a great living. Well, once again, when I say trades, it's, we're talking mainly about the automotive field here. I am, but you know, electricians, plumbers, all those other trades too. Same thing, you know, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But today's skills gaps are wider than it's ever been, and the cost of college tuition has soared faster than cost of food, energy, real estate, and healthcare. Student loan debt is its second highest consumer debt. Student loan debt sets at $1.7 trillion.
It's true. And not to mention, everything was going to get put off for a second. And no, that was just going to hurt other things in our economy, mind you. So the fact that Trump reinstated that, no, everyone needs to pay their student loans again. Hopefully that, you know, fixes a few things like Social Security and some other governmental programs that he wants to implement too. So that's just on a political side away from, you know, our actual subject, mind you. But mm-hmm. Nevertheless, one thing I do want to point out too, speaking of schooling specifically, and I want to give a shout out to Dave Stahl again for really pushing this, is pushing a technician or a mechanic class in high school, mind you. That's where you really get inspired. Okay, what do I want to become as my career? Because college, four-year colleges just kind of solidify and teach you the basic the basic aspects of your career that you want to go for in that area. High school is where they're teaching you everything in generality, and they help you decide, okay, what do you want to do with your life? And offering an elective course such as a program where you get to fix cars or you get to detail cars for that matter, it really does help inspire future generations not only to appreciate cars mm-hmm. and appreciate what cars they have right now or even back in the day, but also to inspire like your future and a good career path on top of that too.
Absolutely. So Northwood College has all kinds of different degree programs, but all the way from automotive technician to marketing and management online degrees, and with the grants and things like that, or to get an automotive training program to start out as a technician, you're looking at 9 months to a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
To go through. And you'll come into the basic technician, you know, you start building up, you become a master technician, you make really good money. It's a six-figure job.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, if you're good at it, you got to get good, though.
Yes.
But still, my point to that is these jobs are needed. They're fulfilling. You can make a great living on a five-day work schedule. The other thing that I loved about being an automotive technician is I'm working on something different all the time, especially if even if you work at a dealer and you're working on a line of cars, you're working on different models and different problems all the time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So something great. You know, I'm not just pushing paper. For a year of schooling, you can end up with a great job and a lot less debt, even if you need to get a grant. Grants usually you don't have to repay, but any kind of finances stuff, a lot less debt than somebody going to a expensive 4-year college that cannot find a job or whatever. When you said something funny in a show last week about something about that, you're like, that's, oh, what class was it you were taking that
you told me? Social media 101.
Social media 101. I was like, does that exist? What is that for?
I know. It was a ridiculous class.
What requirement did that fill?
It was the third most ridiculous class I've ever taken. It was specifically for communications major.
Well, and if you're going to be a communications major, which is needed, obviously, and you were doing that because you love radio, and that's why part of, you know, that's what degree you get in radio, right? Communications?
Yes, exactly. And not only that, but I guess another aspect that you have to deal with in radio is the growing media sources of other places. In
correct.
This case, it's social media. So
social media is humongous these days.
I understand why it was
days.
Important, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, it is. It is important. It's just not something I would think of as far as that goes. But there's a lot of other classes. I can't think of them, but I've heard them mentioned that you go, that's a class?
Yeah.
Like, really?
I literally had to take a humanitarian class.
To learn how to be a human?
I guess so, but I understand why I needed to do it. But nevertheless, I had to take it. I originally took the history of music, but I failed that class. So my
the
second
history
option...
history of music. Yeah. How did you fail
not,
that?
Because I did something I'm not supposed to. So yeah. I regret that decision, obviously. And so I had to take it again. And this time they got rid of that class. And instead I had to do Broadway musical history class.
Yep.
Somehow every Broadway musical was related to how society was at the time. I don't get it. And I really hate musicals for that reason. I watched too many, listened to too many. I was done with it.
That's some pretty funny stuff there, buddy.
Thank you.
So he hates musicals.
I do.
So we got off that. Okay. So we're going to switch a little bit back here. And we know Brendan had to take some very useful classes, apparently, that have scarred him for life. So let's not forget about that.
That's true.
But automotive field-wise, you know, I mean, there is so many positions. I mean, what about the collision industry, too?
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, there's painters, there's body technicians, there's, you know, and same thing for the general automotive repair. There's service technicians, diagnosers, people that do front-end stuff, some master techs that do all kinds of things that are covered on a car. We do a lot of electronics, diagnosing, testing, things like that. I mean, there's so many things that go into this job, that learning. But a lot of it, after you get your basics down and start to learn and work under somebody in a trade, you start to get good at it and you learn on the job and you're getting paid while you're working. So
sure.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at this too. There's different kinds of technicians out there. There's diesel technicians too, fabricators for the inside part of your car. If you want to look into those kind of things, there's management positions that are all constantly available too. So there's room, obviously there's room for growth as well too.
Absolutely. So, And maybe you're a person who likes to work with your hands to solve problems. A career in auto service and repair offers a variety in day-to-day work, which I was saying, like, especially if you work in the independent world, you're looking all you're working on all different brands and models and things like that, besides different things that go wrong. But the one thing, great thing that comes along with this job too, is a sense of a job well done when you return a repaired vehicle to its owner and it's working properly and it came in with a problem.
Yep.
So definite accomplishment there. But maybe you're looking for an opportunity to work with people thanks to great communication skills, like your communications degree.
Thank you. Yeah. That's me.
And in a knack for customer service, your personality fits a career maybe as a service advisor, an estimator, a manager, a parts professional that helps people at the counter, items like that. You know. When
how many positions have we named already? Like at least 30.
Lot of them.
I'm telling you, this industry is amazing to be in. And
well,
it really is
because there's collision and mechanical repair facilities hire us people in the auto field, new car dealers, parts stores, manufacturers, and distributors. They all need professionals. These are all automotive professionals. Insurance companies, automotive professionals that come out like that deal with the collision shops and things like that for insurance claims. Mm-hmm. They need to know about cars and being that's part of the car industry.
Right.
Educational institutions that train these people.
I completely forgot about that one too. Exactly. You're absolutely right. Education is key for the future. And if you want to be a teacher and you're really good at communicating that way, that's another good way. That's another good one. Detailers are really, really important to these days, especially when it comes to classic cars. They love detailers. So
That's another great thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And as far as that goes, I've met people that know how to detail cars amazingly, that do like mobile detailing, that have their own little business.
That's
and
right.
Make a great living doing that. So there's all these jobs, and those are things you could learn on the job without any schooling, like some of that, you know. A lot of times becoming parts professionals, get a job, you go in and somebody starts to train you there on the job as far as that goes. And as you learn, you get really good. I knew a parts guy one time. His name was Paul. Years ago before I opened my shop. So when I was working as a master tech, I think I was 21 years old or something. I'd come in and I'd say, hey, I need this. And he'd say, shelf number 3, part number 227168. Just grab it right there. Like I worked for a company that he had a lot of Volkswagen parts.
Yeah.
But man, he knew, he was like a catalog.
Dang.
He'd been in a parts business for like 40 some years though. So he knew a lot about those cars and you know, all that. He was a great parts manager.
Nice. So, one other idea too, again, going back to maybe the dealership more side, I would say, if you even have a financial background, obviously too, the salespeople or even the financial managers there who help with financing these vehicles, mm-hmm. that's another great industry for you if you want to get into that. Although the car sales one, I do kind of like the commission part. It's very competitive with the other car salespeople there too. So.
Absolutely.
Luckily, these dealerships are very busy as of late.
But if you get good at it, you can go do it.
Exactly.
Right?
So I have a friend who's doing very well that he's now the manager of his own sales department over in Virginia. So he transferred all the way over there. So there's definitely room for growth at a lot of these places. So
gotcha.
Take a look at that.
Gotcha. Yep. Well, there you have it. So just good stuff, man. So many jobs available.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as I'm thinking, I was just thinking there, pausing for a second and thinking
about different good.
Stuff, you know.
I'm telling you, it's really, really cool.
But I mean, even, yeah, so engine rebuilding. I mean, there's so many positions in the automotive field when you start thinking about this.
And again, when I mentioned the relocation thing is important too, because I was saying, like, again, like, if you don't want to live here, it's fine. There's so many options out there.
As a technician?
Yes.
I mean, like you know, in the automotive field, like if you wanted to move from state to state,
yes.
You can always get a job.
Exactly. I'm looking at, like, I started in San Diego, but now as I scroll down just a little bit, I'm already in Illinois, Connecticut, Oregon, if you want to do those.
We're all looking for people in the trades.
Everyone.
So I'm sure the same for if you're an electrician or are looking to be an electrician or plumber, so you can go work anywhere. I'm pretty sure, just like automotive. But yeah, no, my experience with that is, like, I have a technician that works for me right now. Him and his wife moved to Kentucky for a while. He went and got a job right away. Then he called me and said, no, Kentucky's not for me. I went through a winter. Can I come back? We're coming back. Can I get back? And so, of course, I hired him back and he works for me. So, the only reason he left is they wanted to go, they bought a piece of property there. They were going to live there net, but he grew up in Hawaii and California. And after a year or two, There he, the winners, he said no, he just can't do it anymore.
Also, he saw how their teeth were there too. So, I'm joking. I'm joking. All you Kentuckians.
That wasn't very nice.
Email me at 1-888 who gives a darn.
Brendan's being mean today. Stop being mean.
I'm going to get so many bad emails now.
You probably will. He didn't mean it. It was just all in fun and games.
It's fun and games. Yeah.
Anyway. Good point. You could go anywhere and get a job as far as that goes once you become good at everything here as far as that goes. So good stuff. All right, folks. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. And we will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Got some good stuff going on here.
Yeah, we do.
Yep. So, all good. All good, good. I love this show.
It's awesome.
Thanks for being part of it.
Yeah, no, thank you for allowing me to be a part of it, too, because, I mean, I learn something new every week with the car industry and just cars in general. It's always awesome.
Get to talk about so many cool things. So, Auto Talk Radio, it's the thing. So many cool car things, for sure. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified up there in North County Inland, taking care of folks for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for, well over, 12 years. Time flies when you're having time fun.
I'm telling you what.
And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, right in central San Diego, right there, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks there for over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar and East Miramar Road, East Gate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks there in the Golden Triangle for quite a few years also. Jeez. 6 years. Well, I'm sad. I'm just looking at it like, wow, you know. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, North County Coastal, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for 2 years. So all five locations, all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. As all of our employees and myself believe in the same philosophy, we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. So we're there to help you out with that. Please ask for a card if you need one. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis for any concerns, whether it be transmission or CertiCare diagnosis, drivability, overheating, brake concerns, no matter what it is. Get your vehicle in, and we'll get it diagnosed properly. I tell people all the time, the best money ever spent is when you spend the money on a proper diagnosis at a quality facility by a qualified technician. That will save you thousands of dollars in the long run from unwanted parts replacement, without question. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and deal with some rental partners nearby for low-cost rental vehicles. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. Like I said, you can follow us on Facebook, X instead of Twitter, or Instagram, and we send out great tips and tweets and things. You can also check out the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5, as far as that goes. And just good stuff there as far as it goes. You can check it all out. And also Auto Talk Radio, where we put the podcast. You can also pick up podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. All good stuff, for sure. So, There you go. There we have it.
Nice.
So do you got some car shows you want to shout out, man?
I sure do. I got three of them for you guys. Awesome. So Monday, May 26th, I know Monday of all things because it's Memorial Day that day, is going to be the Memorial Day picnic at Emmanuel Arminian Congregational Church. That is going to be at a church, obviously, in Downey, California. Mm-hmm. That one is going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
If you got and then nothing else to do, go check it out.
I know, yeah. Cerritos, I think is how you pronounce it.
Cerritos,
SoCal. They're having their weekly car show every Wednesday. For them, they are also a 501c3 compliant club. So if you want to donate money to them, it is tax deductible. That's why I mentioned them there. And lastly, for our San Diego one, you can go to the 58th annual Fallbrook Vintage Car Show, Sunday, May 25th in downtown Fallbrook. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free admission, rain or shine. It's probably going to shine because we're in America's finest city with America's finest weather, mind you, too. Because, man, I love this weather. It doesn't beat Ohio weather, but, you know, close enough, I think.
Ohio weather.
That was a little pot shot towards you.
They say in Ohio is if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. It's going to change. That's what they say.
I feel like that with Orlando, too. I swear to you. I when I went to Disney World back in high school, I saw a bunch of people running under canopies. I'm like, it's completely sunny out. What are you guys doing? And not even 5 minutes later, it starts pouring on me and hailing. I'm like, oh, so this is a regular routine for you Orlandians or Floridians, whatever you like.
Floridians.
What do you call people from Orlando?
Orlandians.
Yeah.
Orlando.
Either way, go check out those car shows, especially the one in San Diego. It's that sounds like a really, really good one. Yeah. That Fallbrook one actually helps benefit local Fallbrook nonprofit organizations, primarily the youth and our military through FVCC donations throughout the year. So very good causes and very good car shows, too. A lot of them, because, of course, it's Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, I do want to say also... to those who have lost lives in times of battle and war, and of course to our military, we want to thank them very, very much for their service, and our hearts and prayers go out to all the friends and family and memory of them. So
gotcha.
Very, very important.
There you go. Good stuff, right? All righty. Well, there you have it. Let's see here. So we're talking about automotive jobs.
We are.
Yeah, but all the things Brenda brought up there, you get out if you're... if you got some time this weekend, it's, man, I tell you what, a nice 3-day weekend, huh?
It's a very nice, yeah. Oh, so your shops are closed on Memorial Day?
We are. Then,
okay,
yeah, gotcha. Absolutely. Yeah, my employees get that day off. Well deserved. So they get a 3-day weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very much well deserved. Again, it's for a very good cause, obviously.
Memorial Day, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm memorializing all the great people that have fought for our freedoms.
That's right. Yep, it first became a celebrate, or I guess you could say a holiday, May 30th, 1868. So
really,
yes, that's when it first started.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of cities has said the reasoning behind it, but mainly the thing was about the American Civil War at the time. Correct. Obviously,
it was to memorialize the people that were lost in the Civil War.
That's right.
Initially, but now it's to memorialize people lost in any of our great wars that we fought in to keep this country safe and keep it free and for your freedom so that you can go out and go to a car show on Memorial Day.
Yep.
And have the day off.
You can sure do that. You can do it in so many different ways, but again, just very important that we always keep in mind the origins behind it, and again, to celebrate our military and all the sacrifices they made to how our country is to this day. So.
Yep. Okay. Well, good stuff. Yeah. For sure. I love it. And so we get to do this great automotive program because of our freedoms.
That's right.
And everybody gets to listen in. So thank you all for joining us, for sure. We do appreciate it. All right. So we're going to talk about some things here. Yeah. So I think we kind of mentioned collision tech, paint tech, service advisor, collision estimator, auto shop owner, parts professional, machinist. It goes on and on and on, the things you can do. And like we said, as far as with... different programs in that. And one of the reasons, like I said, I really wanted to talk talk about this quite a bit, was I saw in the news the big push for making funds available in the recent news cycle to go to vocational schools and to get the tools needed to get in a career like this is some really good stuff, because these jobs, you get a job, you get out of town. So many people these days are we're talking about going to college, spending a bunch of money, and they can't find a career, right? I mean, they don't use their degree in whatever career they're looking for, or that career is overly crowded, mm-hmm. correct? And like it says, Mike Rose says, you know, that whole corner office thing that everybody thinks they need, not necessarily. My office was a bunch of bays and cars, and you're outside and you're enjoying life and working on things and fixing them.
It's true.
There's a lot of satisfaction. I mean, I'm not going to say you don't get satisfaction from doing a spreadsheet, but, you know, you get a lot more satisfaction, I do feel, when you fix a car that had a problem nobody else could fix and you send it down the road.
That's right.
So anyway, so all good stuff as far as that goes. Yeah, it is. So it's all things good. But Micro's been really involved in this, and he's big on the automotive field. But I was trying to find here. Let's see.
Well, if I can ask a question to kind of push this kind of topic, sure. Are there any specific sites or places you would suggest people to go to find these certain auto industry career paths that they want to try to look into? Like,
As far as that goes, like I said, you can go to Northwood College in Michigan.
Okay.
They give all kinds of automotive different little classes, programs that you can get trained in the automotive field from. They are probably the number one automotive aftermarket college out there. But yeah, you know, cause I mean, you can even do a 4-year degree there that, you know, like, you know, as far as an accelerated degree in anything automotive industry wise, they're taught by the faculty who comes from the automotive industry, everybody's worked in it. So, you know, so you can get a degree in automotive marketing and get a degree. There's all kinds of degree programs there also, but there's also all kind of certificate programs there. Like I said, the technician program is like 9 months. So, and those are great too. There's just so many jobs as far as this goes. You know, you can also, go to Mike Rowe's, website, but he does work ethic scholarships. So, foundation, as far as that does a lot of different things, everything blue collar. So, when it comes to that, you know, there's some great jobs out there and things. Everything blue collar though is his main thing, and they have a work ethic scholarship once a year. They're looking for hardworking men and women who keep the lights on, water running, and air flowing. People show up early, stay late, and bust their butt to get the job done. It's not just for everyone, but we know hard workers are out there. So that's kind of what, you know, it's big about. Scholarship programs that work really good though.
Mm-hmm. I will say this too. California, they say that specifically in their state, there's over 35,000 automotive repair shops in the state alone. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of opportunity that way. Even outside of that, Minnesota, their carcareers.org website say that in Minnesota alone, there are more than 6,800 aftermarket repair service facilities, 1,500 auto dealerships, and 150 supplier companies. Like, this industry continues to grow and grow and grow in numbers in every single state. And that only means that there's going to be a higher job market for those places too, with the higher amount of locations that are opening more and more and more. People need to get their cars fixed. People need new cars. People need new parts. People need, or people want new paint jobs, or want to fix their cars when they're in a collision, obviously too. So this kind of industry, I just see nothing but positivity from it. I don't see any cons in any of the sorts. It pays well. It does really good in terms of job stability for a long time. Again, I don't see it being hindered in the slightest. Again, just everything about the auto industry is just nothing but positivity, happy sunshine, go lucky kind of outlook. I see nothing more, nothing less. So great opportunities for everybody.
Great opportunities for everybody. Reports from organizations like Tech Force Foundation estimate the industry needs 795,000 new technicians, with automotive technicians representing a large portion of that need. So
as my point exactly. Yeah. My point is right there. Dave Stahl's point for that matter too, when he goes into those facilities. And
absolutely. That's the numbers we're looking at though.
Do I get a hi, a hello? No. Have you found me a tech yet? I need a tech. Have you found a tech yet?
Yeah. So, and this was 2023, the United States faced a significant shortage of automotive technicians, with the industry needing an estimated 795,000 new technicians to meet the demand over the next 5 years. This shortage is particularly in the automotive sector, is impacting dealerships, repair shops, and ultimately consumers who experience longer wait times for repairs and potentially lower quality of work, which we do see coming out of some places. This is why we work hard to only hire the best master amazing technicians. There is a lot of job openings. If you're a good technician, mm-hmm. you can have a heck of a career. There's no question
about it. And guess which state employs the most auto repair and maintenance people?
California.
Exactly. Right on the dot.
Yep.
It again, just goes to show you that people are in need and the market's there. There's only one thing to do.
Yep.
Just apply.
Yep.
And also get the training behind it, obviously. If you want to be a technician, make sure you get the training behind it, obviously, too.
Yeah. Then the Bureau of Labor Statistics says an average of 68,000 openings for automotive service technician mechanics each year through 2033. That many jobs available each year. You could be making a good, if you're good with your hands and you can learn how to fix cars properly, you can make a great career, and there's a ton of positions out there for you, right?
Well, absolutely. Yes.
Good stuff. So it's all good. Anyway, so there's all kinds of things in the automotive field, but yeah. Alaska's looking for a bunch of technicians too, but I'm sure they're looking for work people for all kinds of things.
It's true.
Yeah. So, well, and what is that? For the trades, South Dakota. Kristi Noem, wasn't she the governor of South Dakota originally?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. When she was the governor, she was doing all kinds of commercials for tradespeople. I don't think they have any state income tax. That was one of the things that they were touting.
I could have sworn they had.
There was something else she was touting if you were to move there. Yeah, so.
Let me take a look at this. I could have sworn they had a state income tax.
Yeah, but MarketWatch does say automotive technician employment has increased by 13% since 2020. So the total number of unfilled tech positions is decreasing, indicating a rise in supply to meet the demand. Auto tech post-secondary complete graduation started increasing in 2022 after declining for several years. Cost of motor vehicle repairs rose 7.9% from 2024 to 2025. So there you go.
I actually just looked it up. South Dakota does not have an individual income tax. It also does not have a corporate income tax either.
There you go.
State taxes and local sales tax combined for a 6.11%.
There you go.
So South Dakota is one of seven states that do not impose a state income tax.
Gotcha.
So I do have one quick car news for you if you would like me to read it super quick.
Quickly.
Yeah, Ram delays the Ram Charger plug-in hybrid electric vehicle and electric 1500 REV once again. It was supposed to arrive early 2026, but now it won't reach dealerships till summer of 2027, actually, now this time around.
Say that again one more time.
So the Ram has delayed the Ram Charger PHEV and the electric 1500 REV. The report states that they were supposed to arrive early 2026. However, they have now been delayed till summer of 2027, actually.
Gotcha.
So Ram confirmed that it is reassessing its strategy and that the Ram Charger will be undergoing an extended quality validation program, but it won't confirm the specific timing, even though the story sort of did at the very beginning, saying summer. I guess you get a three-month period in between. Either way, so I just know that this vehicle has been hyped to the max. The Ram, basically every Ram truck gets hyped to the max, and then all I hear is tidbits and nitpicks always, but I guess you could say that about a lot of newer cars these days too. So I can't wait to hear all the nitpicks about the, is it the slate that we talked about a few weeks ago? I think it's called the very boring, average, nothing to write home about electric vehicle that's $20,000. So
yeah, it's like the cheapest electric vehicle, though, isn't it?
It is.
That what we say?
Again, it looks so bland and boring. There's no touchscreen. There's no nothing. It's just kind of just there because of the cost. Well,
all want to go back to push buttons anyway? We had this conversation.
I do
already.
Like that. No. I'm okay with the push button part. I was just making fun of it. That's all. Because all electric vehicles have the touchscreen and stuff like that. No, the thing I just have an issue with, again, is they were banking on the fact that they were banking on the $7,500 federal rebates. And now here comes the House passing a bill just recently saying that, oh, we're actually going to look to get rid of it by next year. So that's going to screw over the – I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I'll have to edit that out probably. It's going to hurt the slates and their business plans that they're trying to set out for.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. So, yeah, just bad timing overall.
Well, yep, for sure. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm not buying a slate, so I'm fine.
Are you looking to buy the plug-in hybrid of the Ram then? Oh, okay. Never mind.
No hybrid cars for me. I'm not a fan.
Have you tried them out yet, the plug-in hybrids for the pickup trucks?
I've driven them.
What do you think of them?
Well, they're okay.
But not
I'm
going
to have to fix it later.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The batteries on those, hybrid batteries are very expensive on all these.
It's true. So. It's true. And not to mention, like you said.
And I'm a guy that keeps a car 400,000 miles, so that means I'm going to have to put a hybrid battery in one of those if I buy one. So yeah. My point to that is I just don't want to do it.
And again, like you said, the technology will improve over time. So
exactly.
If I were them, I know it's hurting them in the long run, but if you're looking to release it mid-summer, shouldn't you wait till the first quarter of 2028 to release the Ram superchargers and all that stuff?
I would think so.
Yeah. I get why you're doing it because, again, the hype's through the max for these two vehicles. So
they probably have a order list already.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Like I said, being hyped to the max, they already have pre-sales.
Oh, absolutely. Because usually that's what happens with those vehicles when it does that. So anyway. All right. But as we're talking about back to
our main topic,
which was careers and great stuff. There are quite a few, if you're interested in the automotive field, everything from technicians, whatever, there are quite a few grants as far as that goes. It goes like a federal Pell Grant, you can get towards automotive style schools or specific scholarships. Pell Grants don't have to be replaced. There's state grants. You can research all this. SEMA Foundation does some scholarships. Automotive Women's Alliance Foundation, as far as that goes. And all the women I know that work in the automotive field, as far as from everything from parts to even women that are technicians, excel amazingly. Like the female technicians I do know are amazing technicians that are in the field. Now, obviously, there's more men than female in this field as far as technician wise, but not all the other positions, though. There's all kinds of women in management when it comes to distribution and parts and dealerships and that in all kinds of other positions. I know quite a few amazing women that are parts people, service consultants. We have several females that work for the West Automotive Group, as far as that goes, that are service consultants in that. So there's a lot of different things out there, and there's a lot of different ways for you to get financial aid for technical schools. And they're trying to free up a lot more federal money and loan money to be able to use for technical schools also.
Absolutely. I could see some here for just the state of California alone here. The Automotive Aftermarket Scholarship Central is a centralized location for scholarships available to students becoming automotive heavy duty or collision repair technicians. They have 40 new ones every single 6 months. So that's really, really cool. Automotive Service Council's Education Foundation offers 18 scholarships annually. The awards range from $500 to $1,000, but any dollar counts, honestly, for that kind of stuff.
For sure.
California Automotive Wholesalers Association Memorial Scholarship. They accept applications between September to March 31st. So, and the scholarships are awarded in June. So that's actually coming up very shortly. But if you're looking into getting into this industry and you want to apply, just put a reminder on your phone. September is when it starts to open up and you can start applying to that. Two more to just really quickly say. California New Car Dealers Association Car Careers Scholarship. Say that five times fast. But you're looking at up to $10,000 for a scholarship there. Just one scholarship.
There's a lot of scholarships when it comes to the automotive field, for sure.
Yeah.
There's one more I do
want to quickly shout out.
What do you got?
The Selwyn Jaffe Scholarship Award Program, too. And that one's offering up to $1,500.
Gotcha. So,
very awesome. Very awesome. And that one's actually just to assist teachers with obtaining certifications and the industry training as well. So that's
some
for professionals.
Good technician and body folks and repair schools here in San Diego.
Excellent.
Cuyamaca is a good school.
Yes.
There's a couple others too, as far as that goes.
Dave used to do it at City College. I don't know if they still offer it.
City College moved their automotive program to the one that's right, Mira Mesa.
Okay.
Mesa. I think it's Mesa College
Mesa
right
College.
There.
Yeah.
That's where their automotive program is now.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing, but yeah, I went to San Diego City College when I was in the Navy and finished an AS degree in automotive technology.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Just a 2-year degree.
So those who want to be just like Brian when they grow up.
Yeah, grow up to be like Brian. So good stuff though, but yes, absolutely. All great things and great ways to can get you help to get into the automotive field and get you training. So, you know, look it up. And if I can help in any way, you can always reach out to me. You can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and I'm happy to help you out. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here real quick, and we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hey, as we're talking all thing automotive jobs in the automotive field and the trades, all good stuff.
Absolutely. Brian guarantees you that you will make $500,000 a year in the auto industry. Brian, absolutely.
I'm not guaranteeing that. I am not. Good try, Brendan.
I tried.
Yeah, but Brendan's funding it. So if it goes wrong, he's paying the bill.
Wait a second.
So how'd that work out?
Why is my bike going down?
Your wife's going to be like, you're on your own, Brendan. I'm not helping in this. It's all good. Great stuff. Now, we were just talking about before we went to break here real quick, all the positions offered and the great things and how rewarding it is to be an automotive technician or service advisor that helps clients or a paint and body guy. Or, you know, the automotive field is just full of areas you can work and in short order have a real rewarding career that you make a great living at, which is super cool, you know. And there's so many opportunities, and there's funding to get schooling, which will cost you a lot less than a 4-year degree. And there's so many positions, especially automotive technician, that we need people for, you know, as far as that goes. We have a shortage of them. We've been pushing people into 4-year colleges for a long time, and now all the trades are feeling it. And people in the trades, automotive, plumbers, technicians, our electricians, all that, or what make the world go round.
It's so
seriously
true. So
and
true.
Board operators, you know, you need one of those if you're going to run a radio show. So there you go. At least you have a worthy job, Brendan.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for being part of it and flipping the switches and turning the dials. That's what keeps us going here on Auto Talk Radio. So good stuff as far as that goes. So yeah, you can always reach out if you need to speak to me about a direction or a way to go when it comes to this, for sure. Do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. They're the only battery we stock at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed in your vehicle. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, and La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Okay, well, hey, it's been a great discussion about jobs and positions in the automotive field and ways you can get funding to do so and how you can make an amazing living and why it's such a great rewarding career. without question. And I'll tell you everything from, you know, I had a master tech that worked for me for quite a while. His name's Jason. He's an awesome dude, lives here in San Diego. But he always wanted to build high performance engines. So he ended up, came to me one time and says, hey, I'm going to give you a couple months notice. I got my opportunity. He went to work for Danzy, which they build a lot of the race truck motors for the Baja and all those guys.
Okay.
Super performance stuff. They're up in the Winchester area. But that's all they do, man. And I'll tell you what, he does some beautiful work. He's probably been with them now 7 years. This was probably 7 years ago.
Wow.
And he just loves what he does. That's what he always wanted to do. And Jason was an amazing technician. So all around amazing technician. But also this was his dream in the automotive field, was to build high performance motors. And that's what he's been doing. And he builds all these race motors and they run them in Baja. It's super cool. Super cool to see somebody find. So what I'm trying to say to that is, you get a career in the automotive field and you start working as a technician, you can kind of meander through and figure out if there's a specialty you wanted to go.
Absolutely.
Or something you want to do. You know, do you want to be the body industry? Do you want to be in the repair industry part of it? Do you want to be a service consultant, a parts manager, a parts consultant? You know, there's all these places you can be in here, and there's quite a few opportunities. So just keep that in mind. That's why I wanted to do this show today on jobs and careers in the automotive field, and mainly because there's a lot of openings available and a lot of different things you can do. So hopefully this has been informative, and if it's, you're not looking for a career, you already have a career and doing your thing, but you know what? If you have a niece or a nephew or somebody like that that's just kind of floating around trying to figure out what they want to do, you might want to steer them this direction, you know? And if anybody ever wants to talk to me, or one of your sons or daughters or somebody wants to talk about the automotive field as a career and somebody to talk to, always email me, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and I'm happy to help out because I talk about this all the time. This is the automotive field's the only career I've ever had, and it's been very rewarding and very amazing. I've met some of the best people and the smartest people ever, so I wouldn't trade what I do for anything. And shoot, I get to do what I love, talk about cars.
That's right.
So, yeah. Brendan's going to probably join the automotive field next.
I might. You might have influenced me after this.
I might have influenced you. Now I'm an automotive influencer. How do you like that?
Put that in your resume.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shoddy side up. We appreciate you joining us every week for Auto Talk Radio. We really, truly enjoy doing this and enjoy talking about automobiles and all you out there listening or who help make it possible. So keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Like I said, have a safe, wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend, and we will catch you next Saturday, and we'll be back live. Take care now.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.